So I am from Portugal. So is my whole family, but we are immigrants. So since my grandparents both, or all four of them, they lived in Angola in West Africa, which used to be a Portuguese colony. And so both my parents, they were born and raised in Angola, and they were then, as teenagers, forced out of what they considered their home back to Portugal. With nothing but a bag when the country gained its independence from Portugal. It was a very bloody civil war that kept going until the 90s. Officially, the war ended in 91, but I'm told that's really just on paper. In 91, it's when I'm born. So, I do grow up in Angola as well. I was born in Portugal, but I was just born there. My parents thought it would be safer to be born in Portugal, like medical care was better there. So that's why I was born there. My brother was also born there. I have an older brother. But you know, I was just born in Portugal, and Portugal was just the country where sometimes we would go on vacations to and see family, but it was never my home. I lived in Angola until I was about six. Afterwards, my parents moved to Southeast China in Macau, which also used to be a Portuguese colony. But it's a little bit different than most colonies. It's just like Hong Kong to the British, where we just had like an agreement with China that we could use the land for trade for 500 years. And we moved just, I think, a year before it went back to China. And then it's in Macau that I grow up until the tsunami, until 13.
Okay, well, I want to talk a little bit about your family and get some context because there's some weird things that happened during the tsunami. So I want to know what did your family believe when it comes to, you know, religion, or what was the faith inside of the house, and you know, how did you think about God at that time?
So, my father, he was raised Catholic. He used to be forced to go to church as a child, and he really did not like it. He tried to sneak out of mass as much as possible. And all my life, I would just hear him talk ill of the church, the Catholic Church, and of Jesus along with it. And then on my mother's side, her parents, they were Catholic, but they didn't really go to church or practice any of it. And she, I think she had some, because she would have dreams and visions that would then come true. And so I think in trying to find answers for her prophetic gift, she fell into the New Age and just all of its practices and false beliefs. So growing up, I was in the middle of both, and I did start leaning more towards my mom's beliefs. And Jesus, to me, was just another teacher. It was just a good teacher, nothing more. He wasn't God. I also didn't understand or agree with my father's hate towards the church, and I used to tell him not to blame Jesus for the church's corruption. Which, looking back, it's a little odd that I would say those things. I just felt compelled to defend Jesus, and I didn't know why. And then, as much as I lean towards, so living in Macau, we also have a mix of cultures. We have Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, and then the Catholic Church because it used to be a Portuguese colony. I did get to experience a little bit of all of that. I went to Catholic church one day. I really didn't like it. I just didn't understand the God that they were preaching. I was always a very good girl who followed all the rules, did everything right. So I really couldn't understand this idea that I was already a sinner who needed to repent, because to me, I hadn't done anything wrong. And then Hinduism, I always had a sense that there's only one God, so that never even made sense to me, but I did like the idea of reincarnation. And mostly I really love the yin and yang idea of Taoism, how there's a balance to everything. There's a dichotomy to everything. It just felt like he was right. And I never, I never saw the mistake that he has, because, you know, in the yin and yang symbol, you see there's no pure evil, but there's no pure good either. But in God, we have that pure good, and that I will later experience. So it was just, growing up in all of this mixed religions and ideas, and just trying to find my way. And I would just nit and pick what seemed right to me. And that was my religion. So it's like self-constructed thing that I just built along the years of what seemed right and good.
It's quite interesting, because you were just a little girl being surrounded by Catholicism, New Age, and then in the culture there was Hinduism, Taoism, and you were just trying to figure it out and didn't seem to have a whole lot of guidance except from all different sides. So that's quite interesting. But now that we get the context of what you believe, you said that you leaned a little bit more towards the New Age, which is more like God is in everything. We are all part of God and that kind of stuff. So knowing that, now let's get into the story of what happened with you. In 2004, you took a trip to Thailand. And that's pretty much the story of today. So from everything that you can remember, can you tell us with as much detail as you can everything that happened on that day?